Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Speaking about the top 15, one of the teams climbs all the way up to number six, and rightfully so. Palmetto has probably been one of the most overlooked teams. They won the district last year. 2 years in a row, they went over to Naples and beat Coach Kramer's team, and that is not an easy task. One of the top players, not only on the team, but throughout the country, Cornelius Nunn Jr., is a commitment at Syracuse right now, and this is a quality football player. He joins us this evening. Cornelius, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know, I'm doing great. I mean, but not as well as you guys. I mean, this has been a program between last year and what you did last year to, I guess, you came out of nowhere because nobody really saw it. Everybody's eyes were on Southridge. Everybody's eyes were on South Dade. Everywhere but where they probably should have been. You guys come out of nowhere and surprise a win, like I said, at Naples, which I don't think is done very often. Come back this year without quite a few key guys. Flowers, top running back, one of the best in the state of Florida last year, a couple of pieces. And you put it all together, another win at Naples. You're 3-0. Talk about that, Cornelius, because I don't think people understand. Palmetto, for a lot of years, was down. They were on the bottom of the heap. Talk about the process and what's happened under Coach Manasco.
Well, you know, the process of Palmetto, you know, with Palmetto losing, like, a few years back, you know what that did? That just allowed us just to build a program, you know, get more athletes, like the younger guys, get them from, like, Optimist clubs, you know. People came from other schools, built a program, and it just got rolling from there.
Palmetto, like Killian, it doesn't take very long. You have good feeder programs, good youth programs within your areas, and you guys have done that. I mean, you've been able to do that with yourself. You brought in quite a few athletes over the last couple years. Blessed to have a quarterback like Carrick Rackley, who is who a lot of people are not understanding has emerged as one of the top quarterbacks in this state.
Yeah.
Talk about how this has all come together, because you knew a lot of the guys from youth football, but not only that, you've also had an opportunity to take some of the younger players over the last couple of years and kind of show them the way. Talk about that process and what that's been about for you as a leader.
Well, you know, being a leader this year is just focusing on just getting them to the point, like playing like where like other players head at, you feel me, like Tyreek Stevenson and guys like that, because I know like Carrick Rackley is like one of the best quarterbacks in high school. You cannot tell me this. Just like, we're going to get it rolling, we're going to get past the playoffs and things like that.
Yeah. No doubt. Cornelius Nunn Jr. joining us, Miami Palmetto. Now, you're committed to Syracuse. Talk about that, and you know, are you open? Are you talk about what lies ahead over the next year, because I know that's a long time.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm committed to Syracuse. Me and Coach Nick Moreau got a good bond. Me and Coach Babers, too. But my recruitment process is open still. I still receive offers.
Right.
I would accept them. Like.
Yeah. No, I don't blame you. I mean, and that's got to be a thrill for you, because, I mean, you look back maybe about a year or two ago, maybe after your sophomore year, and a lot of people weren't paying attention. Then all of a sudden last year came, more and more people watched you. You got bigger. You became more mature. You started playing the game, you know, with your head instead, you know, just athletically. Talk about that process, because there had to have been somewhere along the line there, you know, I don't know when it was where you started getting that coaching and started combining your growth with the coaching. Was that at last year, midway last year? Because I remember watching you early in the season and you did well, but when I saw you towards the end of the year, I mean, you looked like you really kind of understood. Has it been the coaching? Has it been a lot watching a lot of film? Has it been playing, high-level football, playing against high-level football players, or a combination of all of it?
In AA, I was playing against the best of the best going up, so that just made me better.
Right.
Because I always wanted to be the best, so to this point, I still think I'm, one of the best down south. I don't think I should be a three-star. I think I should be better than that. I know I'm better than that.
But why worry about the stars? It's what you do on the field. That's what's going to.
That's why I've been proving everybody what I'm really is. Like, I'm going to prove everybody every game. Like, feed me the ball. Like, I'm the
no doubt.
Feed me the ball.
Because I'm like that. I'm not a stars guy. I've seen five stars, Cornelius, that don't get it done. I mean, so to me, it's what you come away with at the end of the day. It's what everybody thinks of you as a football player, and not just so much what you do in shorts and a T-shirt during the summer. Because all those people don't watch you during the season. They watch you during the summer when you're doing combines and stuff, and that's how they derive at those rankings. So to me, as a football player, you look at some of those guys that, some of the small – here's the kid Grant from the Dolphins. Here's a perfect example of somebody. Are you kidding me? No one would look at that guy. If he comes across the street in street clothes, he's 5'6", 5'7", but he's got that blazing speed. He's got a toughness. He's got a will to win.
Yeah.
And so to me, how many stars did he have? You know what I'm saying? So, he was at Texas Tech, yes, but that's because he had blazing speed and because he proved himself. And that's what I'm saying. I mean, some of these guys are given Cornelius stars before anybody's ever watched them do anything. So, to me, there's no the validity into it. But, I'm not knocking the people who make it. I just think sometimes you got to, in your case, there's a perfect example. I mean, by all rights, if they watch you play, you do everything well. You could do it on both sides. You're an athlete. You could do it on both sides. You could do it on special teams, and that doesn't come easy. And talk about that, because you're one of the versatile guys. Has it always been that way, where you always volunteered to do as much as you could?
Well, growing up, I was playing offense. Defense really wasn't my thing. So as I grew older, when I started playing defense, I already knew what to do when I get the ball in my hand, because I played offense. So that's why it was so easy, because it made me better.
Yep. What's it going to take for you guys to get to state this year? Do you have the depth? Do you have the? Already you guys have won some big games this week. You will start coming up on some of the bigger games. But what's it going to get Palmetto over that hump and into state this year?
Game by game, getting physical, faster, all that. The penalties, all that play a role. Everything play a role, and then you're going to the next level.
Yep, no doubt. Cornelius Nunn Jr. from Miami Palmetto, one of the top players in this country, and he certainly backed it up no matter what he does. His team is rolling along. Top six, if you check our South Florida High School Sports.com, top 15 for the week. Top six is not too bad, Cornelius. Thanks so much for joining us, and the best of luck.
Thank you, Larry.
Good job. Cornelius Nunn Jr., Miami Palmetto, quality football talent. Tito, you've seen him. This is a guy that can get it done. He's emerged over the last year. He grew. A lot of good things happened for him. But certainly Palmetto amongst the top teams for now. We'll see. They'll get a challenge later on. But for now, next couple of weeks, they'll stay in that top five, top six. Because one thing about South Florida, no doubt, everybody plays everybody. It doesn't matter. Columbus has stepped up over the last couple of years. Everybody used to say, you don't play anybody. Can't say that anymore. Coach Merritt's team, in a three-week span, all have played Carroll City, Northwestern, and Booker T. So they've pretty much swept the entire inner city. Huge show, 8:45, Ice Harris from Booker T. Washington, 8:30, Andrew Ivins. And when we come back, Coach Pierre Sinatus, MacArthur Mustang.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.